Hello?
Hi there, can I speak with Katrina?
Who's speaking?
It's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to the inquiry you've made, you know, for the Scottish redress claim?
Yeah.
Yeah. So all I do need to do today, to be completely honest, Katrina, is take a very few brief details, little statement, obviously, about kind of, you know, what you experienced at the time, and then we can look at getting this claim processed for yourself. So just to confirm, I've got your name as Katrina Robertson.
Is it
Miss or Mrs?
Miss.
Perfect. And would you have been known by any other names at the time when you was in care and whatnot?
No.
Perfect. The best email address that I've got in the system is k.robinson118@btinternet.com.
That's right.
Brilliant. Can you just confirm your date of birth?
It's 22/2/66.
Brilliant. And can you confirm your door number and postal code as well?
It's number 8 and it's NE66, 3 Delta Bravo.
3 Delta Bravo. And that's Dovecote Post, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, a moment. Just got a new system, so I'm just it's going really slow at the moment as well, to be fair. What age was it when you was placed into care?
I think I was about 13.
About 13, okay. So, would you know your mother's and father's names then?
Yes.
Yeah. Could you just confirm them for me as well?
Jean Conahy.
Is that Jean J-E-A-N or G-E-N-E?
J-E-A-N.
Perfect. And did you say Connolly, sorry?
No, it's Conahy. C-O-N-N-O-C-H-I-E.
Yeah, and your father's name?
Was Frank Robertson.
Thank you. And you said you was about 13 when you was placed into care. Where was it that you was placed at the time?
Well, I first went into the assessment centre in Edinburgh.
Yeah. Do you know the name of it, or...?
I think it was it was near Morton Hall Crematorium. It was just over the road for that. I don't know the name yet.
No, don't worry. So it's Assessment Centre, Edinburgh.
And then I was transferred to the coach house in Selkirk, which was part of the Priory.
So how long was you at the assessment centre for? About 6 weeks?
About 3 months, I think it was.
About 3 months, yeah.
Yeah. And then I got...
And then what was the name of the other place you went? Sorry, the Priory?
The Priory in Selkirk, the Scottish Borders.
Yeah, and how long was you there for?
I was there for about a year and a half, but the thing is, it was it was part of the Priory. It was called the Coach House, and it was like, the Priory was for younger kids up to 12, and over 12 you were at the Coach House.
So you was actually at the Coach House the Priory?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you was at the Priory, but yours was called the Coach House as you was over 13, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. And that was at Selkirk at the Scottish Borders, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And you was there for about a year and a half?
I think so, yeah. Because I left.
That's fine. Yeah. Only needs to be rough dates anyway. I mean, we'll get all of this information off them anyway when we contact them, so that's not a problem. It's just we do need to have something down when we do contact them, you see.
Yeah.
So, just to confirm, did you go anywhere else after that, or...?
No, I just went... I went back home and then I left,
perfect.
So that was it.
Yeah, no, of course, not a problem. So, did you experience any abuse at the assessment centre, or was it relatively okay there, or...?
The assessment centre, you were locked up like you were in prison. You were you were locked in your bedrooms at night. You couldn't have a bath, you couldn't have a shower, and you had to shower in front of everybody.
In front of staff and things, or children?
Yeah,
or...
the other people that were there, because you had to have that. You were locked in your bedroom, and if you wanted to go for the toilet, you had to knock on the door and get let out. And then you were locked in part of the stairwell, so they would put everybody out at the stairwell and then lock the top door and then unlock the bottom door to let you out. So it was like prison, I think.
Yeah. And sorry, just one moment. I just need to make a little bit of a note of that as well. Is there anything else you can think? I mean, just alone the fact that you was locked up for most of the day, and also that the staff used to stand in the showers, you know, that's definitely some form of abuse.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you can think of there? I know you're only there for a short time, so it's not a problem if not.
No, can't even think of anything else.
Yeah. So one moment, I'm just writing up that statement for you now, sorry.
Right.
And then the Priory, if you can just explain a little bit about kind of what you experienced there as well.
Well, I wasn't in the Priory, I was in the coach house because I was over
in the coach house, sorry, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think we had really much abuse there. I mean, we got on well with the staff. We did have a couple of workers that were a bit funny.
And when you say funny, what do you mean by that?
Well, we had one man that came to work. I think he was called Eddie. And he was the one that was caught doing things. I don't know what he was doing with a couple of the clients that was with. But that's about it. So, I mean, really, there's not a lot.
So when you say some of the clients, do you mean some of the children, or...?
Yeah, yeah.
So he was doing things with the children, sorry?
Yeah. Okay. Because the CID was involved.
Yeah.
I'd been away home for the weekend, and I came back, and the CID were using my bedroom. But something had happened over Christmas, and I think him and a couple of the children had been... I don't know what they'd been doing, but however... I wasn't involved or anything, so, no.
Yeah. No worries. Is there anything else that you can think the staff used, like, restraining you or anything like that, or...?
No, we didn't need to get restrained. We were quite calm.
Yeah.
No, that's it.
Anything else you can remember during your time at the coach house, or...?
No, I can't. So it might not be worth doing anything about it.
Well, no, because from what you've told me, there is definitely a case to be made here. Obviously, you was locked in. You was locked in at the assessment centre for most hours of the day. And like you said, the staff used to watch you shower and things like that. And also the fact that other children was obviously sexually abused during your time that was there. That would also, you know, it's not... The fact that you was in there after that, you know, it's kind of not safe as well. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So there is definitely a case to be made here. Like I said, the average case is around £65,000 at this moment. It's not to say that you'll get that much. Like you say,
no.
That is tends to, you know, somebody like has experienced, a lot, has suffered a lot. So it might be a case that you're on the lower side of that, but you will still produce some money back because you did have to go through it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no, but I know you think, because sometimes when we say the words like abuse, you think that you will have needed to have been, like, battered, or, you know, beaten black and blue and things like that. It's not the case, and abuse is a very broad term that covers a lot of different things, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Emotional abuse,
Exactly, yeah, emotional abuse. The fact that as well, you know, when you came back after Christmas, she was probably a little bit hesitant then, knowing that staff have done things like that as well.
Yeah. I mean, he was stopped. He was taken away straight away, so that's all I know, but...
I'm glad to hear, so... Well, basically, in order for us to make this claim, Katrina, all we do need from yourself is a proof of ID, so like a driver's licence, passport, something like that, and a proof of address that's dated within the last 3 months for you as well. Would you have them to hand at the moment?
Not on me, but I can get them.
Yeah, because I was going to say what I can do is I'm just going to send you a message on WhatsApp now. Whilst I'm sending that over, if you can just get them for me and then just send them over for me, and I can get the form sent over as well. Once that's signed, we'll begin the investigation right away for you.
And how much is this going to cost me?
So it won't cost you anything. We do work on a strict no-win, no-fee basis. If you do get any money back, then we do just charge 20% of any money that you get back. But it is obviously a strict no-win, no-fee basis for you.
So why has this come ahead? Why is this coming out about the children in care?
Because basically there is the scale of what, you know, children have experienced. the government have just decided that they're going to set money aside to pay these people who have been abused and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To be completely honest, we're speaking to tens, if not hundreds of people a day that have been through, you know, quite similar things like yourselves. Seems like people just say, oh, well, it's just the way it was back then. But it should have never have been that way, if that makes sense.
No.
The government know it should have never been that way, so they have set aside this money now for people who've been in care. Because at the end of the day, it's the government's responsibility. What was the reason that you was placed into care, if you don't mind me asking?
Because they couldn't control me. I ran away all the time because I wasn't happy at home, so I just ran away all the time. And then it was decided by the police and my mother that I was to get locked up.
Yeah, but they didn't exactly put you in a better situation, you know, by putting you in that house or anything like that, or having you locked in there,
yeah,
on end, staff watching you shower and things like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like I say, it is neglect, to be completely honest with you. So that's what we'll be claiming for. Like I said, I very much doubt that you'd be on the higher end, like the £100,000, you know, that some people are getting. It might be a little bit lower than that, but at the end of the day, they are willing to pay it at this point for you.
And who do you work for?
So we're MMA Legal. We're an independent solicitors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like I said, we work on a no-fee basis, and we do just charge 20% of any money that you do get back.
Right. Okay. Well, if you send me a WhatsApp, I'll send you proof of my address. And I've only got my driving license, so I don't know if that'll be any good.
Yeah. So a driver's license we can use as a proof of ID, and then we will also need a proof of address as well. So any letter that you've got that has, you know, like your name and address and date on?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just got my council tax bill, so I'm sure that'll be okay.
Yeah, that'd be perfect if you could take a picture of that, yeah? Then all I need to do then, once I've received that, is I'm just going to send the form over as well. Once you sign that to say that you're happy for us to do it, then we'll just begin the investigations from there for you.
Okay, then. Right, yeah. So you're going to send me a WhatsApp.
Yeah, I've sent you a WhatsApp now. Is there any chance that you could just go and get those for me whilst I'm sending this form over?
Yeah, I think so. Hang on.
Yeah. No worries.
I see the WhatsApp. Right, okay.
Yeah, I'll just hold on the line. So I'm going to send this form as well whilst you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is here. Where's my bag? I'm going to put my bags. Okay, this. Right, so I've got the council tax bill. Driving license. Right, okay, so you're still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah.
Right, so I'll send a picture, hopefully. I don't know if that'll be, if you can see that. Right, that's
nice. Yeah. Is there any chance you can just take that picture again and just make sure all four corners are on the, you know, on the picture?
Right, well, I'll send you my driver's license.
They sent me the council tax bill, but we can only see half of that. Yeah, and then there's your driver's license there, thank you.
Right, so wait a minute, so can you see that now?
Yeah, the driver's license is perfect. Just one moment, I'm just going to save it now. And then, yeah, just, and then if you could just send the council tax bill again for me.
Is that it?
Just one moment. Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you very much. I'm just going to save that now, one moment. Brilliant. So you're going to receive a text from me in literally just one moment.
Sorry, say that again?
So you're going to receive a text message now from me, just rather than a WhatsApp, you're going to receive an actual text message. This is just basically a form for you to sign that gives us the authority to contact the local government and get all of their files off them.
Right. So what do you call it? Oh, I've got it now.
Yeah. So if you just click that link, the document will load up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really simple, to be fair. You should see a big blue button that says execute all documents. Just underneath that, if you scroll down a little bit, there'll be a place to sign your signature.
I think I've put sign in complete. It's got sign in complete. I pressed the blue box before I signed it.
Oh, God, yeah, just one moment. Just let me double check then. I'll have to send it again if that's the case. If you just go off that, you're going to receive another text now.
Okay. I'm waiting for it to come.
Do you need
through.
A signature inside it, you see?
Right.
There we go, I've just sent that now.
Right, I'll do it again, sorry. I will not do it.
Yeah.
So I just need to sign inside the box. It's no very good. I think that's the best I can do. So I've signed the box. And just press execute all documents.
Yeah, and then once you sign inside the box, just click execute all documents and it'll sign them all for you.
Right, so it's done.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Katrina. So that's just come through now. Now, right. I do just need to make you aware as well. Obviously, there are three ways that you can claim for this. You can claim yourself without a solicitor. You can use a solicitor that gets paid up to £2,000 off the government scheme, or you can choose us under a private agreement like we've just discussed. So obviously, with ourselves, it is a private agreement. As just discussed, it's a no-win, no-fee basis. In any successful case, it's 20%. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant, yeah. So, obviously, from now, you will get a call from the solicitors in about 1 week's time, just to let you know that they've accepted the case. After that, right. We'll do the whole claim from here. Should take around 12 months in total. Just to confirm, you don't suffer from any kind of terminal illness, do you?
No.
No. Perfect. So, like I said, the case will take around about 12 months in total. Once the solicitors will give you a call next week, they will just kind of operate in the background, so you probably won't hear much during the time of that claim, but they will be working in the background for you.
Yeah, and this is definitely, I've got nothing to pay if I don't get anything.
Absolutely. So it's always 20%, so obviously if we get you £0 back, we'll take 20% of zero, which is nothing.
Okay. Right,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. No worries. Well, other than that then, you have a lovely today, Katrina, and thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye.
Bye-bye.